Let's get into Yoel Perek Dalet as we continue here in Sefer Yoel and the Treyasar, the fourth and final Perek of Yoel. The first two Perekim, if you remember, were all about the locusts and the plague that was predicted. And then we started getting into Achras Hayamim, and this Perek is also, according to most, about Achras Hayamim, days of Gog u'Magog, and Kibbutz Galiyos v'chulo. There are some that say it has to do with a time period during the times of the Malchi Yehuda, but most assume that it'll be sometime in the future. Kihine Bayamim Hahema Uva'esahi. It will be in those days of Gog u'Magog, in those days of the future. Asher Ashiv Eshvus Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. I will return. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us home, to bring the Shvus Yehuda and Yerushalayim. At that time, the following amazing things will take place. Why is Yehuda singled out? Yehuda and Yerushalayim, if everybody's going to come back. Right? Why are they singled out? This is, as the Radak says here, Yemos HaMashiach. So the specificity of Yehud is discussed by the Rishonim. If you look at the Rinas Yitzchak, the Rinas Yitzchak suggests that we know the Galus of the Ten Shvatim happened before the Galus of Yehuda. So he says, based on the Avnei Eliyahu on Tefillah, so too the Geula of the Ten Tribes will be before. And therefore, the Pasuk is telling us that these amazing events are not going to happen only when the 10 tribes come back, but only the second stage. Only at the later stage. And what's going to happen? I will bring all of the nations, not just Am Yisrael, I will bring all the nations, and I will bring them down to the valley of Yehoshaphat, v'nishpatati imam sham, and I will judge them there, al ami v'nachalasi liYisrael, for my nation, what they've done to my nation, v'nachalasi Yisrael asher pizru b'goyim, that they scattered my nation amongst the goyim, v'sarzi chileku, and my land they have split up. So a lot to say on this pasuk. First of all, emek Yehoshaphat, according to the Radak and others, it's the name of a place. Maybe Yehoshaphat, the king, did something there, built something there. That's why it's called after him. Rashi says from Yehoshaphat, it's Hashem's Mishpat. Mishpatei Hashem. So it's the day that the Mishpat will take place. And Hashem says, I will judge all of those nations. Right? The Chazal tell us in depth the description of all of those nations, the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells us there, right? The only Masechta in Shas that starts off with Agadata. The Gemara there says that in the future all the nations are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to get their just reward, punishment, v'chulu. They think it's a reward. Right? Rav Simlai says on Daf Beis, L'asilavo mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah u'menicho b'chei kov'omer l'misha asak bal yom avito scharo miyad miskamsin uban ovdik achavim b'rafiovia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and all the nations are going to come try to get their reward. So the Gemara then on Beis HaMabeis goes through each of the nations. First, Malchus Romi is going to come in. And Malchus Romi is going to say that, you know how much we did? Harbi Shvakim Takananu, Harbi Marchatos Asinu, Harbi Kezavazov Herbinu. We did so much where we built marketplaces and economies. V'kulon lo asinu ela b'shul Yisrael k'deshiz asko b'Torah. And why do we do all of it? We did all of it so that B'nai Yisrael could be osing b'Torah. Armer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to them. Hashem says that is not what exactly I had in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that shotim sheva olam kol ma shasitim l'tzorach atzlechem asitim. You did it for your own benefit. Tikantim shvakim lo shebem zonos merchatzos l'adi ben atzlechem kesef ezov shalihu. It's all mine and you didn't do anything. Right, we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Briska Rav. The pre-tzadik says the same thing in Parshas Vayera, but the Briska Rav discusses, you know, why does Hashem say shotim sheva olam? Aren't they liars? They're not fools. What do you mean fools? They're liars because they didn't do it l'shem Am Yisrael. So that's where the Briska Rav says no, because really in the larger scheme of things, everything is for Am Yisrael to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kemoshe B'tchilas Habriya Lo Niver Ha'olam El B'Shvil Yisrael B'Shvil HaTorah. Like Rashi quotes, B'Shvil HaTorah Shnikra Reishis B'Shvil Yisrael Shnikra Reishis. Kemochein Kol Ma Shenasev V'Nischadish Ba'olam B'tchilas Habriya Atzov Kol Adoros Hakol Hu Rak L'Tachlis Hazeh B'Shvil She Yisrael Asku B'Torah. Right, he quotes like the Rambam writes that there could be one palace built by a king because 1,000 years afterwards there will be some tzaddik walking by that will need shade to be in. So that's why this palace will be built 1,000 years earlier. He quotes that from the Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis. But says the Briska Rav, that's why he says Shotim, because really, ultimately, it's true. It was all for Am Yisrael. It just wasn't for their Kavana. And that's why they're not going to get schar for that. But that's all going to happen based on this pasuk. At the time in the future, in Emek Yehoshaphat, Hashem says, I will judge all of those nations, Asher Pizru Bagoyim, that scattered my nation amongst the nations. Ve'es artzi chileku, and my land they split. So here is one of the psukim that the Eretz Yisrael is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. Artzi, Rav Nevin Zal writes strong words in his Sefer on Brachos, page Reish Ayin Hey. He says, anytime that we have to have the question of, receding, so to speak, from any part of Eretz Yisrael, it's not because Eretz Yisrael is not all ours. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised it, and it's his. When we secede, if one thinks that that will save a life, okay, one has to secede in order to and recede the boundaries because one thinks that could save a life. But that's not because that's not part of Eretz Yisrael. He quotes that in 1929, when there was many massacres and pogroms going on in Eretz Yisrael, the British said to the Jews that we'll stop everything as long as you say the Kotel is not yours and it belongs to the Arabs. And they sent her of Cook and they sent her of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And they both responded that we can't say that. It's not ours. You're right, it's not ours, but it belongs to God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and it doesn't belong to the Arabs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and he gave it, as the first Rashi says in Brachos. So that can't be. If there's a time that we have to do something, it's not because conceptually we don't have the connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, as it says here, the SRC Chileku. Right, to do something lamaisa, that's one thing, but conceptually it's impossible because it doesn't belong to us. But this is one of the psukim here in Tanakh where Eretz Yisrael is called God's land. Ve'elami yadu goral, and what have they done, these nations, about my nation? They made a goral and they treated them with bizyonos. Vayitznu hayelad bazona vahayelad machor bayayin. They took our children and they abused them, and they just used them for payment for their own pleasures, and they used them for machor bayayin. Right, this is how throughout the ages, when the nations of the world made us less than human, that was the first step. They dehumanized us, and in that way, they were able to do whatever they want because they didn't look at us as human beings. That's what the Mitzrayim, from the Mitzrayim all the way to the Nazis, right, from the beginning to the end. That's how their strategy was. V'gama atem lid sarvet Sidon, and also what sarvet Sidon? You are other nations that have nothing to do with this. V'chol glilos palashes, nations that took part in subjugating us, even though it wasn't their issue. Atem mishalmim alai. You're mishalem, you're doing negative things for me. Vim gomlim atem alai. Right, you're mishalem, are you gomel, you're doing something to me. Kal mehi rashuv gomulchem b'roshchem. You're going to get it back. The Malbim here picks up on mishalem and gomel. There's a difference, says the Malbim, between gomel gomul and mishalem gomul. Mishalim gmol means something was done to me, so I'm giving commensurate something back to them. Gomel gmol is stam, without a reason. I do something to the other person without any prior action. So mishalim gmol, somebody did something bad to me, I did something back to them. So that's a problem, that's to come up, that's mishalim gmol. Gomel gmol is for no reason. And that's what says the Malbim Hashem says here. Hagmol tem mishalim in alai. First of all, that I did something bad to you, that you're doing something bad to my nation. And number two, vim gomlim, and if you're stam just doing it, gomel, without any reason, then kal mehera, you're going to be punished very, very quickly. That's what the Malbim says right here. I'll just read it. V'yesh hevdel bein gomel gmol, ubein mishalem gmol. Ha-mishalem gmol, hu shekibel ra'a mechavero, al yedei eva v'sina, sheyesh lomor alav, v'hu mishalem kemidaso ra'a tachas ra. He's paying back. Aval ha-gomel gmol, yitzuyar, gam shelo kibel ra'a mimenu. He didn't get anything negative. Rak she'oselo ra'a mitzad ha-eva sheyesh lo, I don't like the person, and therefore I do something. But that's gomel gmol. So again, all the nations that took part are going to be held to task. What about the nations, the first ones, not Sarut Sidon, that came into an enemy that wasn't theirs? What about the actual nations that were supposed to, we were supposed to be subjugated in, Mitzrayim and Rome, Vechulu? So the Malbim says that's also what's being referred to in these psukim, that Hashem's going to judge them. Did they do exactly what they were supposed to do, or did they go overboard? Shagam Shashem Gazar Aleim Galus, Hemazru Larabo, Sifu Alamida. Bishnei Dvarim, he says these psukim talk about how they went above and beyond. Back to Pasuk Beis for a minute. Pizru Bagayim, Shayde Rube Hagerishin Vashmados, Shalomatsu Menucha, Gamba Arto Saiveim Nifsu, Lachol Kitzvei Aretz. Where they were sent into exile, they couldn't stay there. They had to keep going and going and going. They kept getting thrown out. And number two, Mashiach Zikubam Kiluim Shalem Vikinya Kaspam, you treat them like they're assets. Their items, their possessions, and that's what this what's mentioned here about the So says the Malbim, right, that is not an excuse that they've had, and we've had that already a number of times back in Yechezkel and Yirmiyahu also, that the nations of the world will try to say that, well, it was meant to be, we're just the Kalim, and we will say back, that's not how it is, right? That's the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha on the Bris Ben Ebesar, he talks about this problem which the Rambam deals with in Ilchas Shuvah, where the Rambam says, well, any one Egyptian didn't have to do it themselves, so they could have let someone else do it, but that is not what the Ramban said. The Ramban said that that's true, then everybody should have jumped. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophesies something, you should want to fulfill it. But says the Ramban, what do I think the answer is? Ava bishani gazarti al Zaracha, Leos Gerim Be'eres Lo Lahem, Va'avadim Be'inu Osam, that was the decree, Afal Pikin Eshpodes Nagoy Asher Yavodu, Asher Al Asher Yasu Lahem, I will still judge the nation, that's shot of the Bris Ben Ebesarim, V'lo Yiftru Bavar Sh'asuk Zerasi, they're not going to be putter, why? V'atam Kamo Shamar Kasuv, because the Pasuk says, the Kines Yerushalayim L'Tzion Kina Gedola. Hashem says, this is in Zechariah, we didn't get there yet, right? Bez Hashem, I will be jealous for Yerushalayim. The Ketz of Godla Nikotzev Ala Goyim. Why? Because they did a lot more. Show Sifu Lahara, Ki Yishlichu B'neim L'Yaor. That was never Mitzuveh. V'yemaru Aschayeyim, V'chashu Limchos Eshmam. And they wanted to destroy them. V'zeh Tam Don Anochi. And this is what Don Anochi is. Shavi Otam Bamishpat. Im Asu Kinigzar Alayim O Hosifu La Ralahem. I'll figure it out if they went beyond. V'zeh Mash Amar Yisro. And that's what Yisro was amazed about. Ki Badavar Asher Zadu Alayim. Right, what do we say that means? Ki Azadun Husha Tavi Alayim Ha'onesh Agadol She'ibda Min Ha'olam V'chein Ki Adat Ki Yezidu Alayim. Right? Exactly what they did. And they will be punished for that. So again, that's alluded to here. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Bissalat, the Parshas Va'era, where he discusses why the first sign that Moshe was going to show Paro was the snake. Why the snake? Why was that a sign? The stick turning into a snake. So without the other, a lot of sources that he quotes, he mentions a snake, the Gemara assumes, acts on his own. Snake acts on his own. If a person puts a snake near a person, another person, and the snake goes and bites, so that's grumma, that's not direct hezek. But a stick, obviously, is only in the hand of a person. So, says Moshe to Paro, this was the message, you think you're okay because you're just the stick. You think you're acting like the stick, you're just the mate biyad Hashem, and you're doing exactly what's supposed to be done, you're really a snake. You're really acting independently. You're not doing it l'shem shamayim. And therefore, nimsa l'fizeh, says the Bar Yosef, so creatively, shem lo hayu ha-mitzriyim osifim la'ara l'Yisrael, kim kafiyah gzeiro levad, if they would have done exactly what they were supposed to do, as lo hayu ne'anashim, they wouldn't have been punished. If they would have just been a b'china of mate elokim, as Yishayo says in Perek Yud, hay ashur shevet api u'mateu biyadam za'ami, Rach lahakos kefi sheyaka amake b'mate. Shamate eino mosif me'atzmo b'haka, yoser mikavanas v'rotzen amakebo. Ulam heim nasu b'chinas nachash. U'bachzer yusam v'risha sliba mosifu la'ar alahem. Ulam aras chayeyem. They went much further. The b'inuyim kashim and oroim arbe. And that's what's symbolized by the nachash. And that's why that was the first sign that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Lo hodiel u'rameiz lahem. Shema yitzrichim lios li'yisro rach b'chinas mate. Haynu rach la'avidam v'lanosam k'fi agzeiro v'nefchu rishatam achzirosam lid nachash. L'chein yifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mehem af shenigzar al Yisrael b'gzeiras hashibud v'ha'inui. And that's what's alluded to here in these psukim. Hashem is going to judge them, and don't give me that excuse, says the Malbim, because you went much farther than I decreed. Continuing, Pasuke, Asher kaspi uzahavi l'kachtem, Hashem saying to the nations, you took all of my gold and silver, u'machmadai hatovim heveitem lahechalechem, and you took all of my machmadim. Some say this means the Torah. This means not just the gold and the silver. Uvenei Yehuda v'nei Yerushalayim mechartem lifnei Yevadim, and you sold my people to others, l'man archika me'al gvulam, so far away, and therefore I'm going to have to punish you also, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Testo gets back to the beginning of the parak, and that is gathering all the nations to Yerushalayim. The Malbim says, this is again, Gog Magog, all the nations of the world coming together. Kiru Zos Bagayim, Katshu Melchama, get ready for war, a great battle. Ha'iru Hagiborim, Yigshu Yalu Kalashia Melchama, all the people of battle, get ready. Kotu Itechem Lacharavos, take your, Itechem is a plow. The Mitzvah Sion says, Kshem Kli Asui Lachparbo. Take your plows and put them into swords. Umazmer oseichem l'ramachim, and all of your also type of instrument used to work in the ground, make it into spears. Hachalash yomar giborani. And everybody's going to say, I'm strong, I'm going to go fight the war. Right? This pasuk is obviously reminiscent of Yeshayahu, who says the exact opposite. So the Radakir points that out. That war is going to be unbelievable. You're going to try to use everything you can for a weapon. But after that, there's going to come a time that all the weapons then will be made into plowshares. The charevos will be made into itechen. That's what the Malbim, the Radak says right here. Kigdola tiyazosa melchama. Ubizmana shalom shia charzosa melchama. Aber mervuos yeshayo perik beis behefachse. The kitsu charvosam leitim. The chaniso sehem lemaz meros. That is the ultimate idyllic state. The Abarbanel says that this is also not just referring to the kibbutz of the Amim, but as we're about to see, let's just read another pasuk and then we'll say it. Ushu uvo kolagai misaviv, gather all the nations from around and nikbatsu and come together. Shamahan chaz Hashem giborecha, Hashem will put down all of your strong men. Ye oru, wake up. They'll all go up to Himek Yoshafat, Kishame Shavlish Potas Kalagai Misaviv, because their era will judge them. So Ye Oru, to awaken. So that might just mean to awaken them and to inspire them. The Abarbanel assumes that this is also a reference to the time of Tchias HaMesim. The Abarbanel has an amazing comment. Abarbanel says, who's going to come? Again, there's different stages that we don't exactly know how it's going to work, but says the Malbim, says the Abarbanel, Beli Safik. Tevak suvim yarenu yomru lanu shegilu lanu anav he po gamkein delvar mitchias amesim ki al zeh amar heiru hagiborim va'amar ye'oru v'yalu agayim balashon t'ura va'amar hamonim be'emek chacharon v'kol zeh mima, what's going to happen? U'mehem yu yechidim mibinei Yisrael kedei sheyiru mamapala zayvehem. First of all, some Jews are going to, why are they going to, this is not in the regular time of mitchias amesim, some will be brought to life earlier to be able to see the downfall of their enemies. Asher Radfum, and number two, Mayam Yechidim Bishar Umos, some of the Umos Ha'olam will be brought back to life to be Mizbayesh and see their downfall completely. Kilu Tomar Sancherev, Unavuchanetzar, Titus Bishar Oivim. This whole special group of people that have made our life miserable. So they're going to be brought back alive in order to be tortured again and to see. Kadesha Yeanshu im Zaram u Kadesha Yiru but Ivadon Moladatam. To be repunished and to see the downfall. Fu Amru, and that's what's said here. Ye Oru, that should be, they should be awakened. So again, Yeor V'yalo Agoyim, they all come up. Keshev L'shponas Kol Agoyim, they will, he will judge all of the nations. Shilchu Magal Kivashal Katsir. So now, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Yoel, get the sickle, because the Katsir, the gathering is ripe. Bo Redu Ki Malagat, the olives are ripe. Heshiko Yekavim Ki Rabba Rasam, right, everything is full. What is this referring to? The Abarbanel continues and says, this is a mashal for, it's time for the nations to be punished. The nations that have tortured Klal Yisrael throughout, it's like a tvua, a grain, a produce that's all ready to go, ready to be harvested. So here too, all the nations of the world are ready to be harvested. Hamonim, hamonim, be'emek acharutz. They're all going to come to the valley of judgment. Kikar v'yom Hashem be'emek acharutz. So again, as we mentioned back in Yechezkel also, do we have to say that it's going to be a major cataclysmic war mamish? It could be that things have already happened. It could be that there are different ways for that to happen. They say, B'shem the Stipler, I think, that throughout the, you know, this amazing war that was supposed to take place, maybe through the tsaris that we've had over the past thousands of years, put all that together, and that adds up to Gog u'Magog. Shemesh v'yareach kadaru v'kocham asunagam, it's going to be so dark. V'Hashem mitzion yishag, Hashem will roar from Sion. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo, and from the whole city yitein kolo. But the some say that mitzion, the Beis Hamikdash, so that there's a roar, it's even stronger kedusha. V'rosh u'shamayim v'aretz, everything's going to roar and come alive. Yud Zayin, v'itatem, and you shall know. You, Am Yisrael, will know. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem shochein b'tzion har kadshi. You will know that I am Hashem in Tzion. V'yis Yerushalayim kodesh. Yerushalayim will be kodesh v'zarim. Lo yavru ba'od. There will not be any zarim that will pass through Yerushalayim. 2 points. First, the Abarbanel has a beautiful description of this pasuk. Talking to Bnei Yisrael, you will know once I come back to Tzion and I do all of these punishments and mesu all the Rishaim, yedu v'yeimnu b'emes, the Jews will all know and believe, ki Hashemu Elokeiha masig bohem tamid, v'she'en ha'olam k'minago noheg, b'derech ha'teva, v'lo b'derech mikre. It's not that the world just goes. Aval she'en yaneinu, in yanei umaseinu heim kula b'derech hashkacha. And then you'll see it openly, and it'll be revealed, especially in Yerushalayim, and that's where it comes from. So that's the Abarbanel. This pasuk is referencing what's going to be in the future. And finally, the pasuk at the end, Zarim won't pass through Yerushalayim. What does that mean? The Radak says, because the just like the Heichal is ushered to go in, even for Yisrael, so to the whole city will go in, even from Zarim, from Umos Ha'olam. The Abarbanel says maybe the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will expand into the whole city. And the Reedus Yitzchak says, maybe it just means when you're not supposed to be there. Just like we're not supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash unless it's a tzarech. So if there's a tzarech, then the nations of the world, we know, almost all of them could also bring karbanos. So for whatever reason, it'll be have such kedusha, though, that nobody will go in unless they're in a state of inspiration. The mountains will drip wine. And the gvos will drip milk. And it just means there won't be any chisaron of gashmias. Everything will just be there. Umayan v'beis Hashem yitzeh, and there'll be a mayan, a river that goes out, a spring that goes out from the Beis HaMikdash. This also, we have psukim in Yecheskel, whether this is literal, whether this is just Torah, will come from the Beis HaMikdash. Fishkas nachal shitim. Mitzrayim and some of the nations that will get it. Mitzrayim will be desolate. Right? Mitzrayim was the first, and they're mentioned. Ve'edom, maybe the first and the last are mentioned. We're still in Edom. Edom l'midbar shmamatiyah mechamas b'nei Yehuda. Recall it may from the Hamas that he did from Bnei Yehuda, Sheshafchu Damnaki Ba'artsam, that they killed so many. Yehuda Lolam Yeshev, and it'll be eternal, Yerushalayim Ladar Vador. And then we say, we end off the parak, Vinikesi Damam Lonikesi, Vashem Shochein Bitzion. The pasuk we say Shabbos morning, what does this mean? Vinikesi, even though I might cleanse and let certain things go, Damam Lonikesi, when it comes to the murder of my children, that will not go unpunished. Damam lo nikesi. Rashi says, "Va'avim anakeu sami shara ve'risha biyadam u'meiros meiros sha'asuli." Damam shall bnei Yehuda lo anakamehem. Right, that will not go unpunished. Right, Ritzicha is different, even within the world of halacha. Right, the Rambam has an important formulation in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Dalad Tes. The Rambam says, even though technically Ritzicha doesn't have the worst punishment, Ritzicha is not Chayev Skila, but there is no other sin that does more to undermine the fabric of society than murder. Sha'ava b'sheish avonos chamurin mishvichas damim. Ein ban ashchaslas yeshuvo shal olam kishvichas damim. Afilu avodazara. Vein sarach lomar arayos ochil shabbos. Eino kishvichas damim. She'elu avonos heim me'ever shvein adam ha'kadosh baruch hu. Shvichas damim me'ever shvein adam ben chaveiro. V'cheo mishish b'ado avon zeh. Whoever has this sin, or is there gomor, vein kol ha'mitzvah sha'asa. Kol yamav. Shkulin k'negar avon zeh. V'li atzilu oso min adin. And that's where he brings a riot from Achav. Achav was an Obed Avodah Zarah and so many terrible things. Why was he ultimately punished? Because of what he did to Navos, the murder of the innocent person. So Hashem says, I will take care and revenge and avenge all of the blood that was spilled. Vashem, Shochein, Bitzion, when Hashem resides in Sion and Yerushalayim, which is what we daven for, he is there. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there right now. There's Asraz HaShechina, but obviously the different levels and intensity of Asraz HaShechina, and we daven for the day when it's so intense that it is revealed to all, and Be'ez Hashem, there will be full kibbutz galuyos with all Jews in Yerushalayim. That takes us through Sefer Yoel.